I think in the United States, we're more sensitive to patient perceptions. And to talk to a woman about going through an increased risk of relapse in the next 2 to 3 years for a theoretical benefit with a patient advocacy kind of concept that we have in oncology is a little bit difficult. Cliff?
One of the problems we have here is we do have a lot of data, but this is a very small difference from a public health point of view, and that's the issue. These are the largest trials we've ever done. The absolute differences are very, very small.
Why do we always talk about absolute differences? Most of the patients in the ATAC were node negative, correct?
Right.
Correct.
Shouldn't we be talking about relative risk reduction and hazard rates rather than absolute differences?
You amplify the benefit in a higher risk patient. That's something we're all used to. And I don't think it's wrong to use an AI. Someone else said earlier, if we had AIs first and tamoxifen came along, we'd be arguing the same way. Except that Kent made the point, and I agree, we have 20 million women years of tamoxifen experience. We're not going to find anything else bad about tamoxifen. We're taking estrogen levels really low in these women. This is not like a little bitty drop, and this may come back to high. It may not either. I don't think any one of us doubts the fact that estrogen depletion is a more effective strategy than a SERM. What we doubt is whether the long-term safety of estrogen depletion is better than a SERM. And I disagree with Dr. Buzdar that they are safer and better tolerated. I think they are different in terms of their toxicities. And we don't know about long-term toxicities. Show me one patient who's 10 years out on an AI and show me that it's okay, and I'll begin to say okay.
Actually, the first patients which were put in the ATAC trial was in 1996. So we have actually data which extends.
So you have about 10 patients at 10 years.
So yeah, I agree with that,
but
Dan.
But you wanted one patient. There is a 10 patients, so tenfold.
So show me 5,000 patients.